With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Artemis II astronauts are back on Earth. The three Americans and one Canadian have returned with a dramatic splashdown Friday evening as their capsule parachuted into the Pacific to close out a nearly 10-day trip to the moon and back. The crew of four was the first to visit the moon since NASA's Apollo era more than a half century ago. Artemis II set a distance record for space travel during the lunar flyby, surpassing 1970's Apollo 13. Ducking behind the moon's far side, the astronauts captured views never before seen by the human eye, as well as a total solar eclipse. As first responders in Lebanon count the dead from Israeli military strikes, there's been progress towards talks.
Israel says it wants these negotiations to focus on the future of its relationship with the Lebanese government and focus on specifically disarming Hezbollah. The Lebanese government wants to disarm Hezbollah. It's actually been trying to for a long time now, but it obviously faced constraints because Hezbollah remains very powerful. However, disagreements between these two sides are already beginning to emerge because Israel says it wants to be able to continue striking Hezbollah, to continue its fierce military campaign, even as these negotiations are beginning next week. While we do know for the Lebanese government that they will insist on a ceasefire in order to start these negotiations.
Correspondent Isabel DeBray reporting. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is thinking about running for the presidency in 2028. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention, Harris said she might consider another presidential bid. Asked directly by the Reverend Al Sharpton, she said, "I am thinking about it." Harris received a standing ovation. However, some in her party are looking to a new generation of Democratic leaders. More than a half dozen potential candidates appeared at Sharpton's event this week, hoping to make inroads among black voters and jockeying for position in what promises to be a crowded 2028 field. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Canadian Navy is flying a new flag.
Observers say late last month the naval base at Halifax flew the transgender pride flag from its flagpole in honor of the Transgender Day of Visibility. This reportedly caught even some members of the Navy off guard, one telling LifeSiteNews.com, quote, "I was shocked." The Canadian Armed Forces has released a statement saying that recognizing the courage of transgender people can help create a welcoming and respectful environment for all. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pakistani man has pleaded guilty to a terrorism charge, admitting that he planned to use automatic weapons to kill Jewish people at a Brooklyn center. Muhammad Khan told lawmen he answered a call from ISIS to kill Jewish people by plotting to attack the center in October 24. He entered the plea in Manhattan federal court this week, over 18 months after he was brought to the U.S. from Canada, where he was arrested in September of 2024. This is SRN News. With the Lone Star States, without the Lone Star State, Americans may be paying even more at the gas pumps. We hear more on the story from correspondent Jason Walker reporting from Dallas.
Texas last year produced half of all U.S. oil. Experts say this is due to the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributed significantly, producing 6.6 million barrels daily. This production has helped stabilize U.S. oil supplies amid global disruptions. And a new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
You'll find more details on this story, plus more, including breaking news and analysis, all at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.